feel like welcome home a little bit.
Yeah, it's nice to get back on the Northeast. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity. Really excited about being here, being a part of this great organization. So I'm very blessed to be in this position that I am.
What appealed to you about the Patriots when you were going through the free agent process?
Everything. The culture that you see from a distance, what you heard from previous players, the chance to be back by family. So it's a win-win from all points of life.
Your initial reaction to getting here and the program?
Just excited. Excited to a new opportunity and a place to be a part of a great organization.
Did you have any contact with them, like when you were coming out in 09 or even when you were a free agent before you went to San Diego? Like, was this a team that was kind of expressing some interest in you?
It's hard to say. I mean, back in 09, I feel like every team, they want to get to know you. That's just the nature of the business. During free agency with San Diego, I can't really remember. There were still a number of teams, but this was the opportunity that presented itself, and a great opportunity at that. So I definitely want to take advantage of it.
Have you tapped your sources like Danny Woodhead?
Oh, of course, yes, you have to. And it was an absolute privilege playing with Danny. Just a phenomenal guy, and he spoke very highly of this program. So I knew it was a good situation.
What did he say to you just to say, hey, this is what you're getting into?
Right, exactly. You're going to be, you're treated as a professional. They expect you to be a professional, and there's a very high expectation there. And, that's what I'm here for, and that's what I'm all about. So,
Devin said that around the NFL, Patriots are viewed as being kind of a different organization in that regard, that the expectations are a little higher. What were your expectations coming in here, or what are your expectations?
Just to be better than I was yesterday. Work as hard as I can, and help contribute to this team as much as possible, offensively, special teams, in any way I can. Be the best teammate that I can be accountable to the rest of my teammates, and work hard.
How did you start your career playing with Peyton Manning, and now you're going to be on a team with Tom Brady? Just playing with Manning and coming in as a rookie, like someone who I would imagine is just like, demands perfection at all times.
Right.
Did that at all kind of carry forward with you as you...
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, I've had the good fortune of playing with phenomenal quarterbacks. Peyton, Andrew Luck, Philip Rivers, now Tom Brady. I mean, I'm playing with the best of the best. So they all demand a lot, and that's what I'm all about. I'm here to, help any way that I can, and I love to play at a high level, and, that's what we're all here for. Play at a high level, compete at a high level, and win a lot of games.
That's been pretty brief in terms of the off-season program just starting here, but what have been your impressions so far, just what you gathered in terms of meeting some of your teammates?
Right, really good guys, guys that want to be here, you can see that. Guys are eager to work hard, and so it's a great culture and environment that you want to be a part of.
Players that have come here from other places in the past have noted that it's a place where a lot's expected of you. Maybe compared to where they were before.
Right.
Is that something that you've noticed yet?
Sure, but I mean, that doesn't change my mindset. I have high expectations for myself. It doesn't change, no matter where I'm at or, no matter what my role is, I'm my biggest critic, so I set the bar high for myself. So,
was there a sense of frustration the past couple of years, diminishing production out in San Diego?
No, I mean, was it frustrating at some point? But it's... whether it's injuries, different situations like that, but that's in the past. I'm worried about today, being the best player that I can be, the best teammate that I can be. And, again, my role will be basically predicted or not predicted, but my role will be by a byproduct of how I work. So as long as I work hard, get in the playbook, expedite this learning curve, everything will take care of itself.
That doesn't really take a lot of pride in your blocking, your blitz pickup ability.
Right, I take pride in everything I do. You can't be one-dimensional in this league. You can't be just a pass blocker. You can't be just a short yardage guy. You can't be just a pass catcher. There are injuries in this game. I've been a part of games where every running back has gone down. We had to put a tight end in at running back. So you have to be ready for any and every situation possible. But I take pride in everything that I do when I step on that football field.
Can you just maybe speak to the process of, not everybody gets it right away. Usually when guys come out of college, that's a running back, that's a skill they don't have.
Right, right. Yeah.
Speak to maybe, if someone imparted to you the importance of
it. Right, it is. And, when you work with elite level quarterbacks, you're going to throw the ball, so you need to protect them. In college, it's a lot different. They hand you the ball every time you're on the field. So, you know, just being having that past experience and the importance of pass protection, I mean, it's important. That's my number one job, is to keep the quarterback on his feet and keep him clean. So,
common threads with the Peytons, Andrews, Phillips, and I don't know how closely you've got to work with Tom yet. Common threads that make them that elite quarterback.
Right, just attention to detail, their work ethic, their football IQ, the passion, the love they have for the game. And just in my brief meeting with Tom, it's the same. You know, just loves the game, a hard worker, diligent, and that's what makes him great.
I don't know if you're familiar with it, but Melvin, your former teammate, was very hard on himself. Said he wasn't pleased, you know, with the year he had last year. I'm curious what your reaction is to that, you know.
I'm not worried about last year. I wish him all the best, but...
And then, just looking back at last year, it seemed like with him there and Woody there, and then you there, you guys had a lot of guys, and it was almost like, how do you divvy it up? And there was, I remember one game late in the year, like you had like 7 special team snaps and didn't play on offense, but then you did play in a couple of those games late in the year quite a bit. How much was that just reassuring to you, knowing that when you had the opportunity, you produce
results? Right, and that's what it's all about. Make the most of the opportunity when it presents itself. So I'm going to work hard in every phase of this game and be ready for any and every opportunity that presents itself and make the most of it. So that's my mindset.
Guys, let's take 2 more. Were there any current Patriots that you contacted during the recruiting process to come here?
No, I mean, we mainly just relied on Danny. Rich is a good friend of mine, and we talked briefly, but I didn't need to really pick his brain that much. I knew what I was getting into, and I was excited about the opportunity.
You're a New Jersey guy. Did you ever consider Rutgers?
No.
There's a lot of Rutgers guys around here.
There are. And a lot of my old buddies growing up in New Jersey, some of them played at Rutgers, so I've seen a lot of these faces for a long time. Had some great, great memories and some great games. So, that was always a fun game to look forward to.
Question in my area, like Ollie Wilson, who you worked with in San Diego, was from Worcester, was my base. And been in the league a long time, and I know a lot of guys just spoke highly of him. Just really good.
Yeah, great, phenomenal guy. I really enjoyed my time working with him. An East Coast guy at heart for sure, and it was definitely an honor and privilege to work with Ollie Wilson. I really enjoyed my time working with him. So,
all right, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Tom.